No, you don't have to go offline.
Oh, no? Okay.
No. Whatever.
Station 2 then?
Yep.
Hasn't been like set up.
I know. Dynamic rate reporting is 2.
Yeah, because it's designed for like internet.
No, I noticed that too.
But it doesn't, it hasn't showed it.
Yeah, it
Sorry.
did. Well, on the old version, it did the receive and the TX.
Oh, I see what you mean.
No, I'm not surprised though, because but I was more stations you have. But that this
That, which
but
it
it
does not.
doesn't seem to be doing a very might be at this point proven that this is good from one radio to the next. I'm a little more functional. Go to the next stage I was telling you about when you first got.
Starting transmitting now.
So, I think what we might do, this plays out for the next few minutes. Yep. I turned it all off, though, I think. Filled it full of Did you watch that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
I watched nearly the whole thing, but it's hard to see it on my phone screen, but it sounds like
Have it loaded here. Call it NGT, next generation connection. What I'm getting from that is, what it does is, for it's using internet and HF. For example, when in, on CFARS, or if you send me a message, the only way you'll know I received it is if I QSL. Like we do on the radio. Hey, Rob, it's Mike. But NGT does is it'll QSL. Blend of HF and internet. NGT for WinTAC, what it does, WinTAC server. Drop a point when you drop a whatever, it just works through the server. And it's like, you lose your internet connection, then what it does, no internet access. Rote communication processor. Highest popular. So what I don't understand quite yet. I do understand a little bit. What NGT does, they don't send the metadata is like time last received in particular. So go to here and I write. Here, okay, all the metadata.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. What NGT